fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 23rd day of February. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. He's got a couple of dozen websites. Busy guy. We give out a few of them just to get you started with his work. Listen carefully. WarOnWeThePeople.net, that's the most recent one. WarOnWeThePeople.net. Next, I listen to when I'm working. It's great background music, 528radio.com. Then we have JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Next is a place I do some of my shopping, HealthyWorldStore.com. Then we have RevolutionTelevision.net and MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Always great to join you.
Well, before we get much deeper into the show, any updates on rehabilitating your hurricane-damaged home, sir?
Oh, yeah. There's action happening in the next couple of weeks. New roof, supposedly, is the company's coming in. And then I've got the windows coming in on March 6th and 7th to restore the windows. And then a lot of work on restoring the orchards, the gardens, and the pool facilities, and includes the fence. So, yeah, there's a lot of action going on, John. Probably full-time I'll be working through middle of March and towards the beginning of April. It'll be full-time.
Oh, my. Are you acting as your own general contractor?
Unfortunately, yes. It's right. Really just terrible. It's dreadful. You would think that in the economy that people are looking for work. But, you know, you can't really even find, even in South Florida, in my opinion, you can't find really reliable people who are going to show up at a reasonable cost. It's outrageous. You know, it's just, I think right. It's terrible, frankly.
Well, people think they can act as their own general contractor. Almost everybody I've interviewed who acted as a general contractor to their own general contractor to build a home, they almost always regret it. A general contractor earns every penny that they charge, in my opinion. But God bless you for doing it on your own, and it's going to be a full-time job. You're right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Doctor, this event in Palestine, Ohio, is inadvertently, or maybe it was intentional, they created dioxin by burning off this chemical compound. The dioxin is the most dangerous part that could have residue for 5 to 10 centuries into the future, couldn't it?
Yeah, John, it's just, I think what's remarkable about this issue is that it's finally people are realizing that the government doesn't give a hoot about anybody, and that they're in bed with especially the railroad industry, which you got to go back to where did the beginning of the railroad industry start, and it was for Manifest Destiny in the Boston Brahmin. You know, the old European money was investing in basically expanding through America, and the gold rush and going west was where the railroads were being financed by the British royals primarily. You know, the Bank of England, we have to remember, they had colonized India, colonized China, and they were expanding across America and didn't care about the natives, wanted to take over what the natives' lands were. And basically, that's where we stand today. So what makes us think that what's taking place today is any different? And I think that that's from the message that I get. I'm disgusted with it.
Well, to expand on what you said, to give financial incentive to invest the money necessary for the private sector, the U.S. government gave them the incentive of 1 mile north and 1 mile south of real estate, the entire distance, 3,000 miles across the United States, that they could lease or sell at their discretion. It would be a tremendous incentive, and it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, and frankly, you know, it's funny. We have to watch what we pray for. I prayed, I think it was about 1999, for a legal education because I had a beautiful property in northern Idaho right on the lake, but I needed to cross a railroad track to get there and collect the wood, the firewood. And I ended up building a bridge, a really nice bridge. I spent about $4,000 in materials alone, and I constructed a bridge to get my truck across the railroad. Well, you know, about 2 months later, the railroad came with no notice whatsoever and just destroyed the entire bridge. I was so angry, I prayed to God for a legal education, and that's subsequently where all of my court engagement started.
Right, right. Well, locally, we have an abandoned railroad track that goes to one of the local lead mines. It will never, ever be. We had one wealthy man was going to turn into a tourist attraction with a steam locomotive, but that didn't work out. And it appears to be a legal never-never land where this abandoned track goes right through the little city of Viburnum and across people's lands. And there's some issues with it that apparently can't be resolved. So it just sits there, using up space and being an eyesore. Doctor, we got our first caller here. We got Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen. So, Doc, speaking of legal stuff, Biden is fixing to sign into law the WHO treaty turning over the pandemic response to the WHO. I was wondering what you knew about that or if you'd heard about it, and if so, what are the ramifications of that for us?
Yeah, they've been attempting to do that for many years. This is just another ploy in that direction. The interesting news that came across actually last night on Fox, and belatedly, because John, you raised this issue, I think close to a year and a half ago, maybe certainly a year ago, which just basically tells you that when we get the news, by the time we get news, it's old. It's really old. And, you know, here we've been now simmering over the last year, year and a half, actually 2 years and more, in a pot. We the people are being boiled slowly. And this whole, challenge that we're facing with the healthcare system, it's a disease care system. And the entire paradigm is as corrupt as the FBI. And the CIA and the control. And if you look at American intelligence and you look at American operations, covert operations, it's U.S. Navy, including biologicals, biological weapons. You got to go back in history. You got to follow the Naval Biological Research Labs and their power and the intelligence agency's oversight of CIA operations. So this is all military, and it's geared to the New World Order. And what just came out was what, John, you had raised on this program solidly a year ago with regard to all of the people in the actuarial tables by the insurers showing that more people are dying and they can't even explain it. Well, last night they actually explained it. There was a very good author who had published a book who was for the first time interviewed on Fox, and basically Tucker Carlson was exposing the fact that we're witnessing genocide. We're right. witnessing a mass die-off of people, and that is the objective. That's the objective in Palestine with the negligence and the gross damage that's being caused there. But with the injections, and this is something that I've been harping on for more than a quarter century now, the fact is that the vaccinations are similarly flawed in the fundamental understanding of what human health is, and the whole concept of injecting foreign toxins in order to facilitate health and protection is actually insane. It's as insane as woke. It's as insane as this whole concept of transhumanism. It's completely satanic. It's completely perverted, and it's completely damaging to the point of genocidal. So that's what we're witnessing now with the World Health Organization, as you're raising now. They've been after the one world government. And actually, that was interesting because yesterday on Fox, they had one world, new world order. They actually, regarding what Biden was talking about, going supposedly having challenges with now Russia and China and Iran getting together, they actually had on the screen, new world order, question mark. Well, you know, that's what, how many years late? John, you and I have been talking about, patriots have been talking about, RBN people have been talking about for how many years now, the New World Order, global industrialists that are the genocidalists that are making money off of humanity's not only suffering, but depopulation. And that's the objective for transhumanizing the human race. Civilization is turning into cyborg colony, and they're at the forefront through big tech, artificial intelligence, and the injection of the nano bioelectronics that the vaccinations are delivering. So this World Health Organization treaty is a typical subversion and complicity in the global genocidal operation that's unfolding.
Well, what I'm wondering, Doc, is that do you know, the Senate or the Congress have to ratify a treaty? And if so, if not, then, I mean, Biden can't just go around signing treaties without it being ratified, can he?
You know, they can do whatever they want, and that's what they're doing. And when they commit an illegality and they breach their administrative rules, besides their laws, what do? Consistently, we see the same kind of thing that's happening in Palestine. They cover up, they divert. Then they basically put a bandage on the hemorrhage. And basically, this is what we, the people, then have to accept. Otherwise, what happens? We, because of the mainstream media's manipulation of the mind and the culture, we're said to be, you know, racist, we're said to be crazy, conspiracy theorists, and this is how cognitive warfare is operated. So everything that they're doing is not legal, it's not moral, it's not ethical, it's actually satanic, it's literally evil. And so this is what where we're at. We're at a point where, sure, they're going to push this thing, regardless of what whether it's righteous and legal or not. And that we're going to be forced to accept it, just like the poor people in Palestine are forced to accept bandages over their hemorrhage.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, all right. That's all I had, John. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Looks like our next caller is John in Michigan. Good morning, John.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. John, thanks for having Dr. on. Dr., I'm in northern Michigan, and back in early 2001, you sent two books, Death in the Air, to two different libraries up here. I thought that was one of the most generous options that you made to the public and to the legislative bodies. It's wonderful. I've used it to open a lot of eyes. I gave it, walked right up to Moore's house, and I gave it to him. Because he came back from the West Coast, and I told him to read the part about MK Ultra and MK Naomi. It's one of the best books out there, folks. Way ahead of its time. It's called Death in the Air, and it's just a beautiful source. I gave that book to a doctor to read. So I appreciate all your efforts that you put into that and that you've done to expose all this criminality. And as you mentioned, satanic direction that this world's going to.
Yeah, you know what I love most about the book Death in the Air, and that's interesting you would mention it, because for the first time in probably a few years, I opened up a copy to show some friends the, I think, 14, 15, 16 page full color gallery of the Illuminati's artwork. That when I was up in Idaho, a fellow by the name of Klaus Gronke, who is good friends with Henry Kissinger, the two of them started the American-German Academy, and that Klaus Gronke, given where the balloon went, where the balloon observance and the spying occurred over the Lake Ponderay in northern Idaho, where the United States Navy has a 1,200-foot deep sea. It's actually a deep lake. It's the largest, deepest lake west of the Mississippi, Lake Ponderay. Schweitzer Mountain, you ski down from Schweitzer Mountain, you see a beautiful, beautiful view of Lake Ponderay. There's where a 120-foot unmanned nuclear submarine is. And that's where the balloon in that area went over. And what's interesting is that at the center of that lake is a peninsula that's got the most wealthy minerals in the Great Northwest. And that mineral property is owned by Gronke, who is a German and has artwork that I got a hold of, the graphics and the artwork that's consistent with the murals at Denver Airport, and that whole full-color gallery lays out the genocide that we're talking about and the objective of the military industrialists, the global industrialists, to commit this complete manipulation of the population through political persuasion. And it's an extraordinary color gallery. You know, pictures tell 1,000 words. These tell 1,000,000. And it lays out the whole issues that we're facing today. In a most extraordinary way. That's what I like most about the book, Death in the Air.
Well, Doctor, you have a section there called Vaccines for Global Genocide. You also have a section on chemtrails. You also have a section on the Rockefeller medical industry. You just cover so many bases, and it would be such a great resource for people to have to show to people if they have doubt about the agenda for this time, which is over 20 years past when you put that book out. It's a great book, folks, Death in the Air by Dr. Horowitz. I would recommend it. I had a library seek it out here in northern Michigan from another library and gave it to a young 22-year-old fella who's awakening to what's really happening. And he was just so excited to get that information because it reinforced his thought. Just to commend you again, Doctor, for that book. It was great.
Thank you, John.
And okay, also, John, they have all the pictures of the Denver airport there, and the doctor I just gave it to just came back from Denver because he has children that he goes there to see. So he's very interested in looking at that and getting some information on reality.
John,
thanks
for your call.
You.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
What does it say about a society who elects people who can't quote their own founding documents? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, just in case you ever need to use your Second Amendment right to bear arms. We all had fun with President Biden having a little brain fart quoting the Declaration of Independence. You know the thing. Well, last weekend, Vice President Harris did something far more sinister. She intentionally left out life in listing our unalienable rights. Clearly, she did this because she was speaking to a pro-abortion group, but that doesn't explain her first omission. The second, before omitting life as an unalienable right to pander to the crowd, she left out God to create the new progressive version of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Our rights do not come from an all-powerful government, and that is what makes the United States the greatest nation in the history of the world. We are doomed to tyranny if we allow our politicians to forget or ignore that. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, Mr. Gentleman. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 23rd of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to school, off to college, with the exact same equipment, no difference, the Department of Defense uses, with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. You can get EMP Shield equipment at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen carefully to these websites. Here we go. WarOnWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, medicalveritas.org. Doctor, I also saw that segment on Tucker Carlson last night. Carlson has a lot of supporters and detractors. He's done more in mainstream media than anybody I'm aware of. I would love to be a fly on the wall when he's having discussions with his producers as to what he'll be allowed to say next. They're really pushing the limits for what is coming out of mainstream media, I think. What do you think, Doctor?
Yeah, I agree, John. And you know, I went from being a major critic to being an advocate. I posted on revolutiontelevision.net. I posted a lot of excellent Tucker Carlson segments. But then it's just like you say, how much leeway are they giving them? And then look at the timeliness or untimeliness. You were talking about the actuarial tables and the insurance problems with the die-off that's taking place. How long ago was that, John? It was about a year or so ago?
It was, let's get this straight, the fall of 2021, when the insurance executive went public in Indianapolis about what the actuaries were that they employ were telling them, which is beginning in July of 2021, they noticed a 40%, July of 2020? No, it was July of 2021, yeah. July of 2021, they noticed the beginning of what's become a 40% increase in what's called all-cause mortality, focused primarily because of their business, and what they had to study was men and women between 20 and 60, because they were focused on their base of people that they keep track of that have life insurance policies that are employed. So that would be primarily people between 20 and 40 and 60 years old. So it's not news to those of us paying attention, is it, Doctor?
Yeah, that's my point. You know, so this is a year and a half ago that you brought this intelligence to the alternative media. And here it is. Now, Tucker Carlson suddenly last night comes out with this in the context of New World Order. Come on, man. It's kind of like they're playing us. It's like we the people are the frogs in the pot. And they've been raising, you know, the heat and boiling us. And essentially, that's what they're doing to America. And we really need God's help, big time, big time. And I think that that's what's happening. Those of us who are born again, spirit-filled, loving Creator, loving Yeshua, Jesus, you know, we're something special is happening in our lives because it is so insane, and we're forced now to jump out of the pot to some extent, and in doing so, we're actually doing what Jesus had talked about when he said, "Come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her insanity, hypocrisy." This global genocide is what we've got to get out of. And the only way to do it at this point, given what we talked about earlier, is the manipulations and the breaching of the laws and even the administrative rules of governance. We're basically forced now, and I love the spiritual prayer vigil that they're holding in Kentucky. I love that. That's what we need, I think, everywhere. We really need that. What do you think, John?
Well, it went on for about 2 weeks. My understanding is the president of the college shut it down for reasons that aren't really clear to me. But it was a cultural, spiritual awakening and phenomenon when it went on. And I hope that there will be more of these, don't you, Doctor?
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what we really need. You know, God has blessed America. The people, Americans, need to bless God big time. And we need to have that relationship established firmly. We have to be in constant contact virtually with the Creator. And that is what's necessary for survival at this point, increasingly so. It's so obvious to me. I don't know. What about you, John?
Well, it's increasingly obvious to me as well. I'm a big fan of a Cliff High also, and Cliff High thinks that the people behind all this know that they can't win, and they're getting desperate. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is Thursday, the 23rd day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you scroll down far enough at thelibertyman.com, you'll see a handsome young man with a mustache, Dr. Hardy Limebeck, who was at one time the president of the Canadian Dental Association. And his letter that he wrote apologizing to his friends, family, apologizing to the entire country of Canada for previously advocating that sodium fluoride be put in a drinking water. How humiliating. But he did it. He did the right thing. And there's about 20 links there to peer-reviewed scientific papers documenting how sodium fluoride which was, by the way, is one of the most toxic poisons known to mankind, should never be ingested by human beings. Also, on my website, you'll find products that will help you, such as the Energy Cleaner, Liberator Rocket Heaters, and, of course, the John Moore Ozark Patriot the Symposium, Ozark Symposium, that's this coming August, the first week of August, to be a beautiful event. Everybody who is my guest will be there as my live studio audience every day of the week. And it'll be a lot of fun. It's all at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Let's see, we got a caller and holder. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Oh, Dr. Horowitz, what is your, you think is the truth about Donald Trump? Is he, I have been getting mixed messages, one from Lindsey Williams from his, said his elite friend said he is not one of the elite. Now, I don't know what all that might mean, but is it possible that, and I've been getting messages from other places, says he's controlled opposition. Just what is he? What is he really?
Oh, well, that's a great, great question. I would say accurate. You're accurate. I would say he's controlled opposition at best. I base that conclusion on two things. Number one is, what's the objective? The objective is cognitive warfare. The objective is to divide and conquer. Cognitive warfare, you confuse the people so terribly that they don't know what the hell's going on, and that they basically politically withdraw. They become then susceptible to all the manipulations. This is what we see as what's called the Hegelian dialectic in behavioral science and population control. You have a thesis. Well, one thesis is that Donald Trump is a good guy. And the opposite is, oh, Donald Trump is terrible. And as a result of that, you get what's called synthesis, mass confusion, and people become apathetic. They pull out of the electoral system. They don't vote. And you have the continued manipulation of the population that way. The second element is John Podesta's notice and advisory to the Democratic Party leaders back in 2015. If you recall, there was a legitimate document that has been heavily censored that the Democratic leadership were seeking to install into the Republican Party and the nomination process a, quote, Pied Piper candidate, end quote. And Donald Trump was foremost among the selection options. And so now you've got to, you see it for what it is. The thing I really despise about Tucker Carlson and Hannity and Laura is they don't ever get to the CIA's connection, the CIA's operations. And supposedly, you know, you have the FBI even now conducting a foreign intelligence gathering, which is, it's not right. You're supposed to have a central intelligence that does the operations in, overseas, and the FBI is supposed to be domestic. But they're not. They're all over the place. And you're actually coordinating it, like I said earlier, you're coordinating it by the global industrialists through the United States Navy and the military industrialists.
Doctor, I need to interrupt you, please. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, Tucker Carlson did a segment where he stated that the CIA was complicit in the assassination of JFK.
Yeah, well, right. You know, and that was based on a lot of old evidence being rehashed. I mean, anybody that studied the CIA connection to the Kennedy assassination, John, there was a time in my life, it was about, I would say probably 20, 25 years ago, where, as a matter of fact, it's funny. It's very, very funny because you mentioned the dental industry, and where I got my start in this whole intelligence arena is with the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola.
Right.
And that book was pulled, literally, and I was thrown out of the American Dental Association annual meeting because I had that book on the display. Then suddenly, a month later, I am at the publishers, the main publishers convention with the book, and up walks Lieutenant Colonel Jack Kingston, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Pentagon, wearing all black. And Jack befriends me, comes along to my press conference, tells everybody that Horowitz is right on, that the issues of biological weaponry and laboratory manipulations of these viruses, including AIDS and Ebola, was a virtual worse than the nuclear weapons project, the Manhattan Project, and that everything should be focused on that greatest threat to humanity. Well, it was interesting because subsequently Jack took me to his apartment in Washington, D.C., showed me around Washington, D.C., and showed me the slug that took Kennedy's head off, and showed me the entire intelligence file on the Kennedy assassination, where he told me, you know, just and evidence all of the assassination details. So we've had this intelligence. People have had it. People have either neglected it or diverted from it or censored it. And this is what we're seeing over and over and over again. You know, the truth, nothing but the truth shall set us free. Well, we never get the truth. So we're enslaved. And that enslavement, especially through fear and manipulation and that public persuasion, is what's causing people to die. Our friends and family are dying all around us. So when are we going to jump out of the pot? When are we going to do what Jesus said? You've got to have a spirit-blessed, full, born-again life in order to get out of this death scenario. And so, you know, I'm sick and sad, but we have the same message, don't we, John, every week?
We do, pretty much. And you know, we reach new people. I'm now on so many new platforms. Let me get that list here, Doctor, of the new platforms I'm on. Brighteon, BitChute, Facebook, Rumble, Patreon, Truth Social, CloudHub, and Odyssey. That's where my archives are listed now. So we're reaching more people every week.
Wonderful. You know, last week I had the number one most popular video, most viewed video up on Rumble and BitChute. It was produced by SGT Report, a wonderful Christian patriot, Sean, SGT Report. Basically, this is a very, very revealing segment that we did and Sean produced. And it's good, but again, isn't it a little too little too late for us to save the maximum lives? Or maybe it's not. Maybe all the people that are, you know, going down are supposed to be going down in the bigger picture. And that, you know, we're doing our good job, John, but, you know, we can't be harsh on ourselves for not reaching everybody.
Well, there's a line in a film, The Day After Tomorrow, where the scientist in Scotland knows he's going to die because they're running out of fuel for their heater. He says to the American scientists, save the ones that you can.
Yeah. And then, you know, the concept, there's a remnant. You know, there's the remnant. There's those who are going to survive are those who are awakened to the glory and power of the Creator and Yeshua's blessing presence in our lives currently, and how that power and joy and sustainability can basically be brought in by faith. Faith is such a key, and the miracles that can be produced by heartfelt loving intention and faithful prayer. And then that brings you, when you realize how prayer works, that brings you into the whole realm of the frequency therapeutics. And that's where I think the future of medicine is certainly, there's no question, because I'm witnessing where the money's going between Big Pharma. The top officials in Big Pharma are investing in electroceuticals.
Right, right.
And frequency therapeutics is central in that whole movement in medicine. So they have the future already. They know what the future is going to be. We the people have to wake up and then realize that frequency therapeutics is really what the Holy Spirit power of love administers.
Absolutely.
And once we get that, then we've got, you know, Yeshua's blessed ministry called Christianity, basically part of our lives in a big way, in a bigger way. It was called the Way. It wasn't called Christianity originally. You know, you had the King of the Jews, Jesus, who was King of the Jews because he was living the way. He was modeling the way. And that's what God needed. God needed, because Moses couldn't do it. Moses didn't do it. Moses failed. He died frustrated. So God needed a model. And that's what Jesus became, in my opinion.
Well, Doctor, we got a couple of calls on Harvard and hold. First, we have JB in Missouri. Good morning, JB.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to remind people of three scriptures in the Bible. The first being, God watches over his word to perform it. The second being, Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, God fights for his people. And the last scripture being Revelation chapter 11, verses 17 through 18. God will destroy those who destroy the earth. And so I would like to ask people who are of a mind to pray Revelation chapter 11, verses 17 through 18, and ask God to destroy those who are destroying the earth and the people in his earth. And then the last thing that I would like to request is that John posts on his website the spiritual armor prayer, which comes from the sixth chapter of Ephesians. It's very important that we who are of a mind to pray this prayer over ourselves for our protection, because we are under very heavy spiritual warfare. So if John would post that on his website, people can go there and make copies of it so that they can pray it over themselves and their loved ones daily. And that's what I'd like to say for today.
Okay. Okay, well, JB, why don't you send that to me by email so I can get it to my webmaster, and we appreciate the call.
Okay.
Next caller is Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Thank you, gentlemen. I would add to that list imprecatory prayer, which is praying that your enemies will be taken down by the sword and power of the Lord and his righteous indignation against the evil ones. So that it's not inappropriate to pray against your enemies. And, Doctor, correct me if I'm wrong, because you have, you know, great knowledge in this. The Bible did not say the remnant would be big, so I think we should just keep fighting the fight. You know, the victory is up to the Creator. It's not really up to us when, where, and how the victory is done. We're just delegated to continue the fight and storm the gates of hell, come what may. There's another platform you may want to look into, Doctor. It's one of our own platforms. We're up to over 6,400 members now, so it's not as big as Facebook or Twitter, but it's on the way, and it's called social1776.com. That's social1776.com, so you may want to use that as a way to get the word out there. It's kind of neat the way we have it set up. When you post, it goes to everybody who's a member, so they'll see, a lot of people will see what you're doing, and it's growing, you know, a couple hundred a month and steadily since we set it up, so there's another option for you. And I wanted you to comment on something I discussed with a woman who I met who does frequency healing. She said there's something called a subtle imprint fractal amplifier that can induce frequency into substances and objects. And she mentioned, we were specifically talking about water towers and how the water supply for a community could be contaminated by a simple 5G or similar type of electronic device, which are now being set up on top of a lot of these water towers. And she was wondering why, and she discovered that by applying just the frequency of Corona, SARS-CoV-2 or Ebola or whatever pathogen you want to come up with, if you have the frequency, and everything has a frequency, as you know, Doctor, both good things and bad things, things that heal and things that harm, all have frequency. And she said simply with the frequency of a pathogen, you could induce that frequency through the electronic emitting device on the water tower and successfully contaminate an entire water supply without ever actually introducing the physical pathogen. What do you think about that?
I think that that's very accurate. And let me go back and then to JB in Missouri, her comments, and then how it relates to what you're talking about. It's beautiful. The concept that we have to pray, we should pray for Archangel Michael, for example, to come and do justice, to destroy the enemies of God and destroy the enemies of we the people. I think that that's a very fundamental issue that has not been discussed, generally speaking.
Okay, stand by, everybody. We've got our last break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. Doctor, let's see if we can squeeze one more caller in here. We got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. Doctor, I just heard what you said, meeting that top general like that. Now, my question is then, whose big idea was all this last 3 years of Kull and deception? Where did it come from?
That's interesting. That's interesting. I would have to say it came from God, because God is the administrator. I want to integrate your question with the previous callers, JB and Eric in New York, because this is the same subject. First of all, both JB and Eric had talked about we need to pray for the destruction of God's enemies and the destruction of the enemies of we the people. Now, that whole concept seems to be foreign to the Christian community in general, that says, you turn another cheek. When somebody strikes you, you turn a cheek. I don't believe that. It doesn't make sense to me, because, Jesus at the gates of the temple, he turned over the money tables and threw the hypocrites around and basically whacked them with a whip. So there's this whole concept. And then when you start to get engaged with the second aspect of what both JB and Eric brought up that relates to what you're talking about, that says God is in charge here, all of it, the evil included, is administered to basically deliver karmic lessons. The fact is that the word is sound. Sound is frequency. So you're getting engaging in what Eric was talking about, the frequencies. Everything is frequency. We are the manifestation of frequency, of the word of God, actually, literally. We're being remanifested. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Spirit is energy. Energy is electrons resonating at certain frequencies. So the word of God, and this is why God watches over his word, and it's why we the people, when we speak out of the lips, our labia retum, our lips are creative instruments, and that your word is law in your universe, just like God's word is law in everybody's universe. So that we need to, as JB mentioned, we need to pray for the destruction of our enemies. And realize that that's righteous. There's nothing wrong in doing that. And I think that that's challenge to the Christian community. With regard to what Eric was also talking about, this whole concept of how water, think about water. Think about the fact that water is approximately 80% of your body, and water was there in Genesis 1:1. In 1:1 through 1:8, you realize that God is manifesting his word, which is frequency, through water, and that's how DNA, electrogenetics, receiving and sending out sound and light signals, all frequency, resonance, receiving and transmitting through all the cells, tissues, body organs. We are literally being remanifested every nano instant. We are miraculous manifestations of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water, which is in our bodies and surrounding our entire environment. You would not hear my voice right now if it wasn't for the hydrated atmosphere. So basically,
Doctor, I love
the concept that you're raising.
Doctor, thank you. We'll have you back next Thursday. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. God bless.
We have a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.